innovation is helping agencies do more with less. The Treasury Department came up with their own way to save money with the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Donna Gambrill is here to tell us about it. She's the director of the Community Development Financial Institutions Fund. Donna, you've been recognized as one of only two federal programs by the Harvard Kennedy School. Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much, Francis.
Happy to have you. Tell us about the program, and then tell us what you did to make it work in such an innovative way.
Okay. Well, the New Markets Tax Credit Program is really, I think it's an innovative, very powerful economic development tool. And I think as well that it's a true marriage between the public and private sectors in helping to drive investments into low-income communities. And the way that we do that really, I think, is very innovative. It's very flexible. Unlike other programs, it's not formula-driven. We look at, through a competitive process, the business proposals that are presented by organizations. We look at the impact that they say they're going to have in these low-income communities, their ability to raise capital, the management of the organizations, and it's through that that we make a determination for those organizations that will receive tax credits and, in turn, really transform communities.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the issues in interacting with all of these different places. I mean, people say government has trouble with it. We've heard all about information sharing issues, and government works in silos, and you're not talking just about cross-agency stuff. You're talking about operating with infrastructures of organizations that maybe, at least when you started, didn't understand how you operate. You didn't know maybe as much as you would like to know about how they operate, and exchanging that information, keeping that flow going to serve these your end people in the manner that you want to serve them, I imagine, was something for you. It took some time for you to get it up and running.
Took some time. And, of course, the educational part is always the most critical part, making people aware of the program and clearly all the mechanics of the programs. And we continue to do that, Francis, because we think that it's just important to make sure that the entire community is aware of what we do, certainly aware of the advantages of the program and how they can take advantage of the program and clearly the benefits in the long term. So we constantly communicate, have training workshops, webinars, send out materials, answer questions, provide technical assistance, all of that related to this program.
How do you make sure that those materials that you're doing, I mean, they're basically marketing materials, are hitting the right people, are hitting the people that you're there to work with?
We've got a very robust and very engaged community development community. And so we, in the same way that we ask them to leverage resources, we also leverage our own resources. We work very closely with them. We certainly work closely with our federal partners and with our state and local partners as well. And it's through that effort that we're able to actually make sure that that message is delivered. I came back from Mississippi not too long ago where we had a great collaboration between the state, between some local partners, as well as some national partners and financial institutions as well, to talk about the New Markets Tax Credit Program and really to talk about how they could better utilize the program itself.
Talk about the response that you've gotten since this has been running.
It's been a great response. I mean, I think people really understand the power of leveraging these tax credits. They certainly see the many projects that come about as a result of it. And so I think, you know, I call the CDFI Fund, Francis, a very small organization that has tremendous impact, and I think you see it particularly through the New Markets Tax Credits in the areas of education, health, the community centers that are financed, operating businesses, commercial businesses, all of those components that are needed to help a community run, and in this particular case, low-income communities.
Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the techniques that you use in administering this that maybe another agency or maybe even somebody else at Treasury could pick up and use to try to drive some cost savings or drive some efficiencies, better performance, or all of the above.
Well, one of the things that we do in particular is that we, again, have a pretty methodical review process, and I think it's one that can be looked upon as a best practice among the federal government and among federal agencies. Certainly, we have a IT system that helps us with the scoring, the application process, to make that go a lot more quickly and a lot more efficiently. And I think you have to look at all of that. I think you have to look at the infrastructure of your organization and look at ways in which you can strengthen that. Again, knowing that you're working, most of us in the government, in fact, probably all of us at this point, are working with very limited resources.
Mm-hmm.